In a Parshas Naso deals with a division of responsibilities between the different Levim who came to work in the Mishkan. They were all between the ages of 30 and 50, basically. You had the three families, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Kahas is discussed at the end of Parshas Bamidbar. They were responsible for carrying the Klei HaKodesh, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaKtoras, the Mizbeach HaZav, and there were 2,750 of able-bodied men, so to speak, between the ages of 30 and 50. Then you had Gershon, and their responsibility were the curtains, the different levels of curtains, the Mishkan, the Ohel Moed, the Aros Elim Adamim, the Aros Techashim, all of the different curtains and some of the cords that went along with the curtains. And then there was Merari, and Merari certainly did the heavy lifting. They did all the boards and the planks, later in the parsha, that's why they're given a preponderance of the wagons. The Nesiim bring wagons, six wagons, as part of their korban, their collective korban, and the Merari is given four of the wagons because they've got the heaviest lifting. Now, what's really interesting about this is that, you know, how do you know which Levi was responsible for carrying which board or which plank or which piece of cloth or which cord or which stake? There were so many different small utensils that went with the Mishkan. So the Ramban writes multiple times about this in his essays, and he says something absolutely fascinating, that it wasn't just like generally that, okay, Merari had to figure it out for themselves. We're responsible for the boards and the planks of the Mishkan, and Gershon said, okay, we're responsible for the curtains, so we'll subdivide it. No, on the contrary, Al Pi Aaron Uvanav Tehiyeh, that it came straight down from the top, from Moshe and Aharon, and each and every individual Levi was given the same responsibility. In other words, let's say we're Samson. I'd say Samson, let's say Samson, or from Merari, you're going to carry this plank, this board. Or Jonathan, you're going to carry this stake in the ground. Avram, your job is responsible for the Ohel, the second level covering of the Mishkan. Ish alavodaso umasao, that each and every one of the Levim had a singular responsibility, and nobody else was allowed to do that job. And the Ramban, in this connection, quotes the famous statement of Chazal that Levim, who were generally divided in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash into two basic jobs, the Shoarim, those who stood guard, and the Mishorim, those who sang the Avodas Avoda in the context of the Korbanos, that they were not allowed to infringe on each other's responsibilities at the pain of Misa Bidei Shemayim. So each and every individual was given a singular responsibility. And then the Ramban describes so that when they would come to their places of encampment, each Levi would have to face Itamar, who was the Gizbar over, let's say, Merari and Gershon, and to say, here I am, I'm returning, you know, the stake in the ground, that's my responsibility, or I'm returning, you know, this cord, which is my responsibility to carry. And so there was an enormous amount of personal responsibility that was associated with this. It wasn't just generally, Freddie, that it was divided amongst Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, but each person had a responsibility, and each person, you know, had a very important job. And I thought this was a very important message for us to think about in terms of our Avodas Hashem. My great Rebbe, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, used to like to quote, generally he was an expert in English literature and English poets and the poets of the Renaissance and the Romantic era as well. And he would always quote from F.H. Bradley, an essayist, who would talk about my station and its duties, that each person has to know what his responsibility in Avodas Hashem is, whether you're a Rebbe or a Talmud, whether you're involved in Tzorchei Tzibor, whether you're involved in Torah, Avodah, or Gemilas Chasadim. Each person has a very important responsibility. And on the Mishnah of Hevi Zohar Mitzvah Kalikah V'Chamura, that we have to be careful about all mitzvos, the Rambam explains that's the reason that we have a notion of Osik B'Mitzvah, Pater Mina Mitzvah, that if a person's involved in one mitzvah, that's his or her job right then and there, and that's something that nobody else can do at that moment. And we each have to take this very high degree of personal responsibility. And I thought that this also really had a message in terms of what our what our country is going through right now. And I'll leave it with this, and then I would like very much to hear from you guys, you know, with respect to what your thoughts are about this. You know, First Lady, former First Lady Michelle Obama had a very important comment about some of the terrible things that are going on right now in the country in response to the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And she said, you know, when it comes to racism, everybody has a responsibility. It's not like the responsibility of black people to say that others should not be racist, but each and every one of us, no matter what religion or race we belong to, has to say racism is not acceptable. Obviously, violence and looting is not acceptable either. But right now, I just want to talk about that part of the equation. So, you know, lahavdil in a certain sense, but it is a model, just like each and every person in Gershon, Kehas, and Merari had a very specific responsibility. They were given a job and they had to see it through to beginning to end. And each and every time the Jewish people embarked on their travels and they came to their encampment, they would be given this responsibility and they would have to own up to it at the end. So each and every one of us, wherever we fall out in society, has a sacred responsibility to make sure that we live in a society that's reflective of Tzelem Elokim, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim, and how beloved and precious is each and every person who's been created in the image of God. And the killing of any person, and especially it's not the first time or the second time or the third time that we've seen disproportionate violence against African American men, this is something that should be an offense to anybody who believes that all people are created in the image of God. And we don't need to choose, and we can't choose between support for law enforcement, the vast majority of whom are self-sacrificing, honorable citizens who put their lives on the line to protect us, and these obviously terrible bad apples that do exist that bring shame to the wonderful police officers, you know, who are out there. I reached out over the last 24 hours or so, because I do feel a personal responsibility as well, as I'm sure we all do, to all of the police officers that I have a relationship with, to offer them support, to thank them for bringing honor and dignity to their profession and their public service. And I reached out, of course, to my African-American colleagues, to the African-American faith leaders that I know, to say that, of course, what's going on in this country in terms of ongoing racism, and I don't have words for what happened in Minneapolis. There are no words for that, you know, with the exception of the one word with which that police officer was charged with his murder, you know, the kind of brutality that was demonstrated, you know, we all have a responsibility to speak out about it, and we all have a personal responsibility. So Lahavdil, just like Merari, Gershon, Kass, wasn't just that they had some general communal responsibility, but there was a Chovas HaGavra, there was a personal, singular, unique responsibility. That is what all of us have right now.